Let's pray.
Holy God, we thank you for these words that we've just heard from your Son, and pray that they may work within us, challenging us to be truly your disciples. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Well, tomorrow we celebrate Labor Day, a day to give thanks for the jobs that we have, for the ability to work, a day to reflect upon the place of work in our lives. It's also a time to reflect on the need for everyone to have the opportunity to work and to have a living wage. Yet we know we have not reached that yet. And in all of the conversations about what people make, one thought keeps being voiced by some people. Often there are times we hear some of these people saying things like, what their time is worth. You've heard it. Oh, my time is worth so much, so many dollars, because it's important, or because of the things I do. They put a value to what they do, and that as a way of saying, I must get that. You know, we tend to quantify things. We tend to keep track of what we are making and what other people are making and comparing the two. And I think in our Matthew passage today, we're seeing this same idea in a little different way of keeping track. The master, the king, is keeping track of what people owe him. And we can also assume that the unforgiving servant is keeping track as well. But let's understand what this parable is really saying. Often when we read it, it's one we've heard many times. I'm not sure if we like it, but we've heard it many times. And I don't think we really understand what's going on in this parable. So I'm going to share with you the words of Reverend David Loos, who writes the blog, in the meantime, at davidblos.net. He writes, a talent was about 130 pounds of silver and was the equivalent to about 15 years of a laborer's wages. Which means that the servant owed the king about 150,000 years of labor. In other words, he would never, ever, not in a million years, be able to pay his master back. By comparison, a denarius was worth about a day's wages, which meant that the second servant owed the forgiving one about 100 days of labor. No small debt, but still, it could be accomplished. And everyone, you know, who hears this parable gets it. How could he possibly not overlook that relatively minor debt when he had just been forgiven an impossibly huge debt? The one who had been forgiven, rather than to continue to his life with a sense of forgiveness and grace, went right back to keeping track. Right back to keeping a ledger. And demanded the second servant pay him. And he threw him in prison when he couldn't. And of course, I've always said, isn't that working against your purpose? How can you make money when you're in prison? But I digress. It was as if this unforgiving servant had decided that his life was worth not only more than the servant that owed him the debt, but also was more important than the master, because his debt, the unforgiving servant, his debt had to be paid. He needed to be paid. Now, I realize there was a time to keep track of things, to keep ledgers. But there's a time, and many times, that we need to let go of ledgers and to see ourselves in relation to people. There are times that we need to recognize that it is more important to see ourselves as brothers and sisters to the other person than to what they owe us. Especially when it's really not going to mean much to us if we paid or not. Think of the master. He forgave the debt of the unforgiving servant, which meant that he was well off enough that he could just let it go. Jesus is telling Peter and telling us there are times when the relationship is more important than the balance. Peter was talking balances. Should I forgive someone 7 times? No, Jesus said, but 77 times, or some people translate it as 70 times 7. All of which is Bible speak that means always or for a very long time. And that's not what Peter wanted to hear. And that's not what we want to hear. I mean, don't we say things like, it's the principle of the thing. You borrowed something, I gave you something, you got to pay it back. I'm standing on principle. If you are owed something, then it's important that it be paid back, right? Otherwise, people will walk all over us, right? Not if we don't let them. If they have a habit of not paying things back, don't lend to them. It's as simple as that. There's a wonderful old adage. Don't lend what you cannot do without. And that's not true just for money, but other things in life. If you follow that, it becomes easier then to forgive the borrower. Think about this meal today that we're celebrating, the Last Supper. We often say that we should have gone to the cross instead of Jesus, but Jesus went in our place. He knew we couldn't handle the separation from God, but he knew that he could. So when the time came, he went to the cross and forgave us from the cross. In many ways, in all ways, Jesus, the Jesus personified by this table, is the same as the master in our story. It was important for him to stay in relationship with those he came to teach and save. His life was worth all of our lives, but he offered it up so that we might continue to have life, to have hope. He saw our being saved more important than keeping his life free from pain and death. And that's the power of forgiveness. To a follower of Christ, forgiveness keeps us in relationship with those who need to be forgiven, and in relationship to God. I want to close with a story that I've shared before. It's about a father and son who had become estranged. The son ran away, and the father went off to search for him. He searched for months to no avail. And finally, this is a Spanish story, finally the father put an ad in a Madrid newspaper. The ad read, "Dear Paco, meet me in front of this newspaper office at noon on Saturday. All is forgiven. I love you, your father." On Saturday, 800 Pacos showed up looking for forgiveness from their fathers. People are desperate to be forgiven, to be loved. And that's much more important than keeping the ledger up to date. That's more important than says, "You still owe me." That's more important than the principle of the thing. More important than getting what we are owed. Who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to write "paid" next to in your ledger? May God give you the strength, the love, the grace to do that. Because it's the relationship that matters. Amen.